Paul, when you looks against you, boy, doesn't it go against you.
Yeah, doesn't it? We've just said that in the changing rooms. You know, it's just, I can't fault the lads today, Robin. After last week's debacle, in, you know, in terms of the result and the performance last week, this is completely the opposite with such a young group of players. But like you say, it's when you're down there and you're struggling, it's, I mean, you know, again, it's an, I mean, last week for me should have been a 0-0 game. We lost 2-0. And today it's another 0-0 game. We've lost 2-0. And that second goal just sums it up, doesn't it? You know, when you are against, and your backs are against the wall as a club, with a really tight sort of playing staff at the moment, you know, you've got obviously Albi missing, Sturge's missing, Jack Andrews is still injured, Harrison's injured, we've picked up now, Robbo's injured today now, and you've got three 16-year-olds, one made the debut today, two have come on, and I mean, Phil and Goody have done really well amongst them. You've got Meeks and you've got Dylan, two 17, 18-year-old lads as well. You know, I've got nothing but pride, if I'm perfectly honest. And they didn't deserve that result today. No. They deserve to come away with at least a point from that, you know, from the way they've performed, the way they've played. But as you said, Robin, when your luck's against you, your luck is against you, and that's happened. But like I've just said to the players in there, you know, you've got to go through your tough times to appreciate the good times. And at the moment, we're having a tough time. But when we've got everyone fit, and I mean everyone fit, that's a good group of players. We've just not had that group of players consistently since the start of the season. You know, you've always had two or three missing. But as I said, you know, when you look at the players that are missing, then I think, you know, we can hopefully have a good second half to the season once we get these lads back from the suspension. But I feel really sorry for them boys today because they have worked so hard, especially second half, you know. But yeah, when you're down there, you're down there. You just got to keep plugging away, Robin.
You could be without Kane as well.
Kane, yeah, absolutely. Kane. Now, as I say, Robbo will be a good few weeks now with that hamstring. That's what a fluke of an hamstring injury. You know, he gets a trip from behind and now he's tore his hamstring. He could be out for 8-9 weeks. That could be a real long one. As you say, Kane now, you know, he's complaining of his knees feeling weak. And then obviously King is also struggling a little bit now. So we are down to bare bones now. So we are going to have to do something in the transfer market, you know, to top up the squad until we get the four or five players back that we need to take us on. But in terms of debuts again today, I mean, you know, credit to Matt and the club and the youth team section and the, you know, the 18s. That's another player now made his debut today. So there's a pathway. There's a pathway for the club. And yes, the results don't look great where we are in the league table as well. But as a club, we're building for the future as well. And as I say, and it's promising when you look at the lads there now, so many teenagers in this side today. You know, I've been in management a long time and I've never worked with so many teenagers. But you know what? I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah.
Really enjoying it. It might be tough to watch at times while they're learning what they need to learn, you know, at this level of football. And it might be tough in terms of results, but at some point, you know, down the road, this club will be secure. As I say, the pathway then can continue. So yeah, really proud of the group today. It's just unfortunate. They didn't deserve that result.
They certainly didn't. Yeah. Gaz, what do you make of the game today?
It's the same result, wasn't it, as last week. Lost 2-0, but it's a totally different feel for me, you know. Watching from close quarters and being a dressing room supporting Paul today in Cole's absence, not able to get today, but it's a totally different feeling. Yes, we're stretched, we're thin, I don't think I can remember a time where we've had three suspensions in one go, let alone the injuries. And what that's done, on the plus side, it's given some of the young lads again the opportunity to be involved in the squad. And you know, we hadn't planned to get them on the pitch as early as we did, certainly in Phil's case, but he did fantastically well, and I'm really, really encouraged by, you know, 16 years of age, and he played as though he was 26. Ethan Goodfellow as well, really tired. He looked really sharp at times, and used the ball really well, and again put on defensive cover down that right hand side, so good partnership with Phil. And then young Stevie Savage coming on, making his debut, and you know, we've told him he's earned that. You know, yes, it's because of injuries and suspensions, but he's earned that with his performances in the 18s and the reserves. And it was great to see him on the pitch, as Paul said, again literally just turned 17 in September. So whilst it's tough at the moment. And I said to the lads, when you're in a hole, the hole sometimes gets bigger. And it happened today with the two really weird injuries that happened in the first half when we were already stretched. But the manner of the goals was dead frustrating. You know, a back pass from Jamie that was caught short. Maybe our goalkeeper could have been on the front foot, come out, and they've scored. And then the ricochet for the second goal sums it up. So it is what it is. People will look at that and say, yeah, Gresley got beat again, but it's a totally different performance today compared to the one last week. We don't want to go back there again anytime soon. It was a terrible feeling. And I will say, credit to the lads. The majority of the lads contributed their expenses for last week towards the minibus fund, and I've been involved in football a long time, and I've had somebody, the odd individual, offer me to pay the expenses if they play particularly bad, and more often than not we sort of say no, thank you, you didn't mean to play bad. But collectively, for them to do that was a massive gesture, but also it tells me as a chairman just how much it means to this group, how invested they are. It was a fantastic gesture for them. They didn't need to do it, and that was really good. But looking forward, as Paul said, no midweek game this week, but we'll get on the training pitch with the guys, and we'll have a look at if we need to bring a couple of temporary solutions in just while we've got the rest of the suspensions to get rid of and we get the injured lads back. So down but not out. We'll reset, recover, and we'll go again.
Great, thanks, guys. Thank you. Paul, before I let you go, we're out this way again next week, yeah, aren't we, Boston?
Yeah.
Any of the players missing? I know the suspended ones won't come, but you'll have Jacob.
Jacob's about the only one because of the injuries.
Yeah,
so
none of others are ready.
I was going to give Jack a call yesterday, and obviously with everything else trying to sort out today, I've not had a chance to give Jack. So I don't know how Jack is, but as I said, he could be another couple of weeks away. Yeah. So the only player back will be
for certain is Jacob
because he just had one game. As I said, Louis Anthony's, you know, he's picked up a knock as well, but he's as brave as a lion. He's Louis, so I think a bit of recovery time from him. He'll be fine for Saturday. So the only one that we've got really back will be Jacob. So we might have to do a little bit of digging into the transfer market, or looking to see if there's one or two loan players that may be available just to get us through these next few weeks. Because like I say, Robin, once we've got everybody back and fit, it is a good squad of players. We've just not had that group together for more than two games. And that's the frustrating part about it. So, as I said, I've been involved in it a long time, and I've never known it be like this. It's tough for me because I'm not used to it. But you've got to work through it. You've got to find a way. But as I said, if the lads can keep giving us that week in, week out, that effort, that attitude, then the tide will turn once we've got everybody fit. But yeah, it's another long journey next week. And as I said, they've all made the journey today. They're all here with a good time. We just got to do it again next week, and hopefully again and get some results on the board and get some points on the board.
So.
Yeah.
Cheers, thanks both.
Thank you, mate. Cheers.